Mr. Chairman, at the outset, I congratulate you on your election of the chairperson of this conference. I express my confidence that the conference will be successful under your able leadership. I also extend my appreciation to the Director General and his team of the Secretariat for the efforts they made for the successful proceedings of the conference. Mr. Chairman, FAO has undertaken satisfactorily its mandate to eradicate hunger and poverty and ensure food security on a global scale for the past 2 years. In recent years, FAO has increased the amount of TCP in the field of agriculture and fisheries and enhanced the effectiveness of cooperation, which largely contributed to improving food security and nutrition of the rural population. In particular, FAO made advanced efforts in view of minimizing the impact of climate change on agricultural production, including the cooperation on reforestation, and today the effects of these efforts became evident in several countries. The DPRK delegation acknowledges that FAO's program work and budget for the next biennium submitted to this conference are aimed at providing its member states with effective assistance to food security and agricultural development, and therefore it expresses its full support. Mr. Chairman, each country's strategy to build on its success achieved in agricultural production and ensure food security is brought to fruition gradually. The FAO's role and its influence increases. However, agricultural production of each country has not yet reached a satisfactory level, and hunger and malnutrition not reduced in many countries. In this context, my delegation appreciates the theme of this conference was set as climate change, agriculture, and food security. My delegation would like to present its view that FAO should consider and give its due attention to in its future activities. First, the FAO should elaborate and diversify the assistance so that it can efficiently contribute to the efforts of the member states in achieving the targets of the Sustainable Development Goals. Natural and geographical environment and conditions of each country differ from each other. In order to ensure food security, it is important for the countries to work out agricultural policies best suited for their specific conditions. At the same time, it is necessary for the FAO to identify the contents of the assistance which can make a tangible contribution to increasing the agricultural production in member states. FAO should further enhance the effectiveness of technical assistance in the field of seed improvement, effective use of land and water resources, crop nutrition management, protection from the pest, and post-harvest loss reduction. Along with this, FAO should give due attention to exchange of good practices gained and lessons learned in increasing the agricultural output among member states. Second, any act hindering international efforts for sustainable agricultural development and eradication of poverty should not be overlooked. A peaceful environment is a prerequisite to achieving the SDGs. However, some specific countries attempt to use their power to check the independent aspirations of developing countries. Their power policy poses a serious threat to not only national sovereignty, but also people's right to existence and economic development, including agriculture. A typical example is the act of those forces hostile to the DPRK, imposing unprecedented inhumane sanctions on the DPRK in order to bring down the socialist system and even strangle people's livelihood. The DPRK has suffered from unjustifiable sanctions on its overall economic development due to its self-defensive measures to safeguard the national security. However, the reality shows the more vicious the sanctions of the hostile forces are, the stronger the will and spiritual strength of our people will be to safeguard the socialist system firmly. As long as all sorts of sanctions pressure that run against the trend of the times remain, one can hardly expect successes, no matter how good the sustainable development goals are. Neither can the idea of mankind to build a free, peaceful, and prosperous world be realized. Mr. Chairman, today in DPRK, under the wise leadership of the respected Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un, the whole country turned out to counter sanctions and pressure of hostile forces with the might of self-reliance and self-development and achieve great successes in the struggle for building an economic giant and improving the people's living standards. The DPRK government set the agriculture as a key sector for building an economic giant and is concentrating the investment and efforts on it. For the present, it set the agriculture as one of the important sectors in implementing the five-year strategy for national economic development to be accomplished by 2020 and is making efforts to put this sector to an advanced global standard and increase sustainably the agricultural output by not only looking at today but also looking far away into the future. A strong wind of seed improvement, potato farming, double cropping, scientific farming has sprung up as never before. The movement for increasing crop yield is being pushed forward and tangible progress is being made in the field of animal husbandry, fruit farming and fisheries. And the DPRK government regards the rehabilitation of the forest as a patriotic cause for the everlasting prosperity of the country and is pushing forward persistently at a campaign of rehabilitation of the forest according to a plan by year, and the whole people have turned out into this work. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, the DPRK government in the future too will strengthen the cooperation with the FAO and its member states in line with its ideal of foreign policy of independence, peace, and friendship. And it will make a positive contribution to the international efforts for the sustainable development of agriculture and eradicating poverty. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.